Again, all morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. Up next, get ready to rev your engine. It's Blaze and the Monster Machines.
On your mark, get ready to race. 1, 2, 3, let's blaze. So buckle your seatbelt, we're gonna scream and yell the blaze. They're saving the day. Give me some speed. Blaze and the Monster Machines. Blaze and the Monster Machines. Blaze and the Monster Machines.
On the phone with me now are the creators and executive producers of Blaze and the Monster Machines, Jeff Borkin and Ellen Martin. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
We are really good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good. So let me tell you guys this now. Jeff, I know you worked on Blue's Clues, which was one of my sons, their favorite shows when they were kids. And Ellen, I understand you worked on The Backyardigans, which was one of my favorite shows when they were little, when I was watching it with them. Tell us how you guys got your start in children's programming.
Both of us sort of got into it by accident. It was a real happy accident, as it turned out. But, you know, I think we came into, for me, the world of animation through sort of a friend rescuing me from a legal career. And I sort of never looked back once I started at my first cartoon job.
And for me, I moved to New York thinking I was going to be a great comedian and write on late night shows. And I ended up getting a job at the Jim Henson Company. And I just sort of uncovered this world of kids TV and was like, I can do that. This could be really fun. And somehow or another, this became my career and I never looked back.
Okay, so you guys are the producers of the show Blaze and the Monster Machines. Tell us about the inspiration behind the show.
Well, I think the thing we set, our sort of North Star in creating the show was, can we make a show that introduces kids to STEM? You know, there were shows out there doing a little bit of this, but we were like, could we do a show that tackles concepts like friction, momentum, acceleration? We really wanted to see, like, could we do it? Could that really be done? And that's where we began our process of creating it. And then with that, we're like, how do we get kids to get excited about this and think that STEM is cool? And so based on everything we had done in kids TV before, we ended up kind of pairing those ideas with the idea of monster trucks, because we had seen a lot of how kids get so excited about things that seem, you know, they want stuff that's aspirational and wish fulfilling, and monster trucks kind of fit the bill for us because it's just, they're so big and powerful and cool, and little kids are so amazed by things like big machines, construction vehicles, and we just wanted to, like, putting those two things together seem like a really natural fit. So that's kind of where we came up with the idea for Blaze.
Okay, so you have this show that you think is really cool. It introduces STEM to kids. You know, it has these monster cars in it, these trucks in it, and you think it's really cool. So you try to shop this show around. Was it difficult to get this show on the air? Because you think you have a winner, right?
So we were really lucky because Nickelodeon wanted to make a show with us. This is the show that we developed and, you know, like, really kicked the tires on a lot to try to get into, like, really sort of fighting shape. So yes, it was tough to get it on the air. It took a few years of development. It's a lot of pain and suffering to figure out if you've actually got a good show on your hands.
And I will say the other big piece for us is we're big believers in testing things with our audience. So as we were developing it, we would try something out. We'd take it out and show it to preschoolers, see what they like, see what they're excited about. So we were always trying to match our ideas with, are kids really excited about what we think they're going to be excited about? So we were always really road testing our ideas to make sure that we were onto something, and we didn't move forward with something till we knew we had it.
Good. So tell us about the cast of characters in this show, Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Well, it's a monster truck world. So it's all, like, talking, you know, living monster trucks. The main character is Blaze, and Blaze is a big red monster truck, and he has a driver, AJ, an African-American kid who's around 11 years old. And the whole idea is that that team, Blaze and AJ, they're sort of like STEM superheroes. The sort of the concept is you can overcome any obstacle and any challenge so long as you know how to build things, you know how things work, you understand the physics of how to get through different problems. Blaze is actually able to transform into other machines. So if you understand like how machines operate, you can make new parts and turn Blaze into a crane or into, you know, a cement mixer, like whatever you need him to be for the problem. As long as you know how to use STEM, Blaze and AJ can pull it off. And then counterbalancing them, the bad guy, quote unquote, is a character named Crusher, who's a big blue monster truck. And he's sort of like our STEM anti-hero, where his whole thing is he can make whatever he wants to put in Blaze's way. But then overcoming those challenges always involves STEM. So if we're trying to teach friction in an episode, the bad guy might make a big machine that blasts super slippery bananas. Or if we're teaching momentum, he might make huge walls that you've got to go faster or make yourself heavier to smash through them with more force. So that's kind of the main cast.
Now, guys, the show focuses on STEM. Very briefly, we've been talking about it, but let's talk about what STEM is very briefly, and then tell us why this is so important to teach to preschoolers.
STEM, just to break it down, is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that was really important for us to do because STEM is obviously, you know, like everybody now understands the importance of it in the world. And it is really challenging to teach this stuff to little kids. You know, preschool teachers have notoriously had, you know, have a hard time with it because so much of STEM is based in the abstract. And this is a huge benefit that we have in animation, to be able to bring things to life that you could never actually see visually, you know, in a classroom situation, you know, like a lot of different types of media, it's just hard to get the point across. And what we're trying to do is really break things down at a very, very, very basic level, and then using a visual format, sort of show the science and make it feel accessible and fun and like regular. You know, a lot of what, you know, like adults of my generation feel about STEM is that it's too challenging, it's too intimidating. And our real goal is to just get kids at ease with STEM at an age when it's just, they're open-minded, they're ready to learn, and they can be excited about it.
Okay, guys, so let's talk about the production and the turnaround here. When you're creating the show, once the show is written, how long does it take for viewers to actually see the show? How long does it take?
It's kind of a crazy schedule because we are always working on many episodes at one time. So say in a given 20-episode season, we're usually working on about 16 episodes at a time. We're writing, designing, storyboarding. A given episode generally takes about 18 months from start to finish.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of work. There are 200 people who work on our show. It's an incredible amount of work that goes into building and maintaining the story and telling it, like, and making it really the best we can.
Now, Jeff, let me ask you this. Now, how rewarding is it for you to work in this industry, to work on your show in particular? What is that like for you, and how rewarding is it?
Very rewarding, but I'll say the rewards are, I would describe it as a vicarious thrill, because it's, when you're writing and making shows for little kids this young, it's not like your friends and are ever going to come up to you and be like, hey, I saw that episode the other day on Momentum, and I loved it. It was so funny. Like, you're never going to get that kind of feedback from your people your age. So, but what you do get are these, like, the way little kids love what they love, it's so total. Like, if a little kid loves your show, like, they want to play with your toys, and they want to, like, hear bedtime stories about it, and they want to play it in the bathtub. Like, they want to pretend to be those characters on the playground. So it's a more vicarious thrill, and then you get to watch little kids, and in our case, our own kids, playing the show and experiencing and loving the show. It's its own unique joy that's really special.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. I've enjoyed talking to you guys, Jeff and Ellen. If our listeners would like to find out more about Blaze and the Monster Machines, how can they find out? Of course, it airs on Nick Jr. Is that right?
That's right. It airs on Nickelodeon. It airs on Nick Jr. It's on the Nick Jr. app. There's a Noggin app where you can play a true interactive version of the show.
And we've got a new episode on June 11th at 9. Featuring Justin Guarini, and season 5 is set to air in July.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. Thanks for all the work that you do. If no one else appreciates it, I do, because I had little ones and I know what it's like. All right. So that's why we're doing this show. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Ellen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us on.
This is great.
We've been speaking to Ellen Martin and Jeff Borkin, executive producers and creators of Blaze and the Monster Machine.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.